재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵! 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간. Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea as we talk about where you usually store your toothbrush. 우리 지니님들은 칫솔 어디에 보관하시나요? It's a very important topic. 샵 1013으로 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 오늘 제목이 이렇습니다. 세균 증식하기 쉬운 칫솔, 현명한 관리법 다섯 가지인데요. Toothbrush that's easy to multiply germs. Five ways to manage. 세균은 bacteria이죠, or germs. 증식하면 it means to multiply or to increase, to grow in number. 이게 쉽다고 합니다. 하기 쉬운 것은 it's something that is easy to do or easy to make. 이게 바로 칫솔인데요. Talking about toothbrushes, 현명한, a wise 관리법. Know-how, ways to manage, and managing methods. So there's five things that we should look out for. And it's quite surprising. Our toothbrush is apparently very dirty. It's something that we use every day to clean the inside of our mouths. Apparently, they're not that clean.
제가 고등학교 때 사람들이 칫솔을 변기에서 최소한 2m 떨어진 곳에서 둬야 된다고 말하기 시작했던 기억이 나는데요. 변기에 물을 내리면 이 세균들이 칫솔로 날아간다고 해요. 그래서 you have to keep your toothbrush 6 feet away from your toilet or 2 meters away from your toilet. 그게 첫 번째 사회적 거리두기였죠. With your toothbrush and your toilet. But in any case, toothbrushes are really important to take care of, especially for your oral health. Oral health이라면 구강 건강이죠. Now, people usually put theirs in the bathroom, or when you carry it, you put the cover on and you store it. But all of these environments are actually really easy for germs to grow and spread in your toothbrush. So after brushing your teeth, you often rinse your toothbrush in running water, right? But it's actually really important to rinse with your thumb.
그냥 물로 이렇게 씻어내지 말고요. 엄지손가락으로 약간 문지르면서
you gotta rinse it out with your thumb so that you can completely rinse off the germs from your mouth. Also, many people have been rinsing their toothbrushes after brushing their teeth because they believe, you know, toothpaste has the effect of removing germs. But ordinary toothpaste actually doesn't have that effect.
약간 치약이 약간 세균 제거하는 기능이 있다고 생각을 하면서 그렇게 살아왔는데요, 많은 사람들이.
But that's actually not the case. The main ingredient of toothpaste is kind of abrasive that remove foreign substances on the surface of the teeth and then whiten it. It doesn't really have anything to do with germs that, you know, they may need to be removed from your mouth. So undried toothbrushes are also an environment that grow bacteria very easily. If you put the cover on your toothbrush immediately after brushing your teeth while it's still wet, it says that you'll actually grow 10 to 100 times more germs than toothbrushes that are dried well. So many people keep their toothbrushes in their bathroom. That includes myself as well. But according to the Hospital Infection Journal, particles from your toilet can spread up to 25 centimeters. And if there is a ventilator or a window, the particles can spread even further because the air is circulated. And that's the reason why if you ever go to these public bathrooms, people say not to use the air dryer.
그 선풍기도 사용하지 말래요.
If you go to the public bathrooms, 거기에서 나오는 세균들이 엄청 많대요. It stays still and people, you know, there are rows and rows of toilets that you flush and all the, you know, dirty particles come up in the air and it flies around and they land in that air dryer for your hands. And if you start using it, it doesn't really help you. And even if they do have the LED light, it just makes you feel kind of, ugh, icky. So therefore, this article says that it's better to keep the toothbrush on your dressing table or your desk or your drawer in your room. But if you think it's more convenient to keep your toothbrush in your bathroom, you should at least cover the toilet every time you flush it. So also placing the toothbrush far away from the toilet can help. Lastly, it recommends that you should replace your toothbrush from every 2 to 3 months. Who has done that before?
저 같은 경우는 한 6개월에 한 번씩 번갈아가면서 하는데요.
2 to 3 months, they say, replace your toothbrush. If the brush wears out, it can reduce the effect of brushing your teeth anyway. So, I mean, if those bristles are kind of bent and, you know,
남자분들 같은 경우에는 이 칫솔이 너무 세게, 너무 오랫동안 사용을 해가지고 그 칫솔이 모양이
it looks like a put. It ends up looking like a broom. So I don't know if you guys want to keep those around, but here are some 5 tips to keep your oral health clean and checked. Yeah, be careful of your toothbrush. Getting in some messages.
2450님께서는 저는 LED 휴대용 살균기에 보관해요. 하지만 칫솔을 자주 바꾸는 게 제일 좋은 것 같아요. 신발도요 라고 보냈는데요. 신발도까지? 신발도.
Yeah, I guess your shoes are quite dirty. Adrian Linka says, Oh my god, I always put it in the bathroom all the time. Same here, same here. I guess a new habit starts today. That's all for our Headline Korean. Much more coming up. But first, here is DNC. Toothbrush. Maybe you don't have to rush. You can leave a toothbrush.